Through practicing these teachings on training the mind, we have a wonderful opportunity to find true inner peace. So this is what we need to think. With every teaching, in our own study, contemplation, meditation, I'm going to find true inner peace. By destroying our self-grasping and self-cherishing, the main causes of all our suffering. This is very difficult to achieve through any other method. So Venerable Geshe-la is showing us the value of these teachings from his own experience. And then he encourages us. Venerable Geshe-la says, I could continue for many, many pages explaining the good qualities of these teachings. Actually, I think probably Venerable Geshe-la's teaching on the good qualities of these teachings would never end. But the only way you, the listener, us, will be able to appreciate them fully is by putting them into practice and experiencing the benefits for yourself. Test. We need to test how the teachings are the truth. And those of you listening who have some test of how these teachings work, know from your own experience the effectiveness of these teachings on training the mind. Then we practice with great delight. And as I said, eventually, welcome adversity. Can you imagine waking up every day? Well, you can imagine waking up every day, but waking up every day, normally we have a hidden thought. May everything go according to my wishes today. May it be a good day for me. May all my plans come to pass. And they never do. And you know, normally our day goes downhill from then. And sometimes, you know, say you have a little difficulty with somebody, and then a few hours later, another funny conversation with someone, and then a few minutes or hours later, a little difficult interaction with somebody else. And our conclusion is, what is the matter with everyone today? That's such an egocentric view, don't you think? So when we begin to test these teachings, we already know there's going to be so much adversity today. And you wake up with the thought, I'm ready. Welcome adversity. And we're ready to start with all the weapons of training the mind at our disposal, the 8 steps, we're ready to see what appears throughout our day and transform it into fuel for spiritual growth. Pure happiness can only be attained through developing our mind. I know we really wish that wasn't true because we naturally have some laziness with respect to developing our mind. But it is the truth. Pure happiness can only be attained through developing our mind. So 100%, let's enter into that training. Through improving our qualities of love, compassion, and wisdom, we can gradually eliminate all our suffering and problems and attain the everlasting joy of full enlightenment. And then Venerable Geshe-la finishes with his guarantee. is a guarantee from our root guru. I love this. So are we ready to sign this guarantee and get it stamped so we can return it if it doesn't work? I guarantee that if you put the instructions of training the mind into practice in daily life, you will find the inner peace and joy everyone is looking for. So this Geshe-la's guarantee, if from our side, because it's a dependent arising, if from our side we apply effort, joyful effort, to put the instructions of training the mind into practice in our daily life, not just the meditation session, because the meditation session's so short, prioritizing practice in the meditation break. If we put these instructions into practice in our daily life, we will find the inner peace and joy everyone is looking for. We will be proof. We need to do some scientific research. We need to show ourselves as proof that these teachings bring inner peace and joy that everyone is looking for.